It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Police Department is banning its officers from using all chokeholds and requiring that officers file a report anytime they point a weapon at someone. The department announced those changes effective immediately on Sunday. The new rules also require that SWAT team members wear body cameras. The changes come after 11 straight days of protests against racism and police violence in Denver. Some of the protests saw police using tear gas and smoke bombs and shooting pepper balls at people. In the legislature, a bill designed to raise Colorado's immunization rates passed a House committee yesterday. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Senate Bill 163 would require parents who want their children to be exempted from vaccines to either get a note from an immunization provider or watch an educational video provided by the state. It would also ask practitioners to submit data to a system that will track immunization rates, but won't track the reasons for exemptions. It passed the Housing and Insurance Committee in a 7-4 vote along party lines. Representative Kyle Mullica, a Democrat from North Glenn, is a sponsor of the bill.
What we're trying to prevent is an outbreak. And obviously we're living in the middle of a pandemic right now. And so we're experiencing what that's like to live through that without a vaccine.
People who oppose the bill say they worry about security breaches of the tracking system. State officials say all information in the system is confidential. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Saturday's high winds uprooted trees and knocked out power across the Front Range, and it may have made weather history. Meteorologist Greg Heavener with the National Weather Service says evidence points to a derecho. That's a widespread, fast-moving, and intense windstorm that crosses a great distance, and they don't usually sweep through the mountains in Colorado. Heavener says the wind started on the western slope, and gusts hit between 70 and 90 miles an hour in some places.
It was a very, very, very impressive event. And again, I don't think people have seen that in really almost ever in Colorado. It's very, very, very rare to have one of those things move through the entire state like that.
Heavener says luckily the storm was moving at 60 to 80 miles an hour, so the damaging winds didn't last long. It will be windy again around Denver and along the Front Range this afternoon. Metro area highs will be close to 80. Likewise in Colorado Springs, then warmer again later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.